listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hi everybody, and welcome to another episode of Cushy Radio. My name is Ali Laube, and I'm the host of this show, as well as the owner of Cushy Entertainment. We're an event production and promotions company focused on hosting inclusive and accessible events. I spent the first half of my week looking for songs that brought me back to a certain memory. I really do believe that there are just certain songs that you'll never be able to separate from a memory or a feeling or a person in your mind. And we all have those songs. We all have a song that's just too emotionally charged for us to just listen to it casually or to not remember something when we listen to it. And I think that that's kind of magical, and I was really enjoying going through songs that had that kind of charge to them. And so I put a playlist together that had all of those different songs on it from the time in my life between high school and university. I was listening to a lot of the kind of stuff that we're going to listen to today, but there obviously was diversity in there too, and I wanted to follow the sort of genre wave that I had going on in this episode, so we're going to get some variety. But it starts off with math rock, and then it goes into art rock, then we get into punk, and then surf, and finish off with garage type stuff. First, we're going to listen to Swim Team, which is a band that I actually found through booking a show with them. I remember watching them perform and being completely floored. And that doesn't happen very often to me, that I'll go to a show and feel like I really can't take my eyes off of an act. And Swim Team just is a fucking underdog of this scene. I swear to God, they have this intensity to them, this crazy energy. More than anything, their songwriting is incredibly impressive. I know that a song is really good when I feel jealous when I'm watching it. I get like guitarist envy or like songwriter envy, and I was feeling that. I was watching Swim Team play and I was just thinking like, fuck, I wish I could write a song like that. That riff is crazy, or holy shit, like they're doing something so interesting here. This song is the first one I ever heard by them and also my favorite. It's called Cardinal by Swim Team off of the album V.
Thank you.
Team off of the album V. And next up, we have a song called Headache by Blessed off of their record 2. I was living in a teardown with 4 or 5 other people off of Commercial Drive, and it was the second party house I had lived in, and my life was kind of ridiculous. We were in this routine of waking up, going to our day jobs, coming home, getting absolutely fucked up, and then going to a show probably, or jamming in the basement and doing the same thing the next day. And when someone found a local band they liked, they would bring it home and we would all listen to it. And this record, too, by Blessed, has a very understated cover. It's just a simple painting of a blue flower on a red background. And I remember not thinking much of it and looking at it and being like, what is that? Like, that record is always around and yet, like, I've never heard it. And then one day at a party, someone started playing it and they, like, instantly became one of my favorite local bands. And they still are one of my favorite local bands. Eventually, you know, I got to play their album release, and they played our album release too. So this band means a lot to me, and I think that this record will always be one of the best ones to come out of the city. So here is Headache by Blessed, off of 2.
Thank you.
That was Headache by Blessed off of the album 2. Next up, we have a song called Hiccup by Buke and Gase. Buke and Gase are also a find from that same period of my life because I had this friend who was always hanging out around our house. And he didn't live there. Anyone who's lived in a shared house probably knows these people. He didn't live there, but he was there every day, pretty much, and would just show up sometimes. One day I woke up, it was the middle of the afternoon, it was a Sunday, and everyone was gone except for him. He was sitting in the backyard, and he was listening to some music, and I was like, oh, this sounds less male than usual. And he was like, it is, this is Buke and Gase. So a man and a woman, but the more I listened to it, the more I was like, hold on, what the fuck? This is insane. Like, I can't even keep up with what I'm hearing. These guys are not famous by any means, and I'm still shocked by that. They only have a few thousand followers. They're still on the DL. I messaged them about playing Vancouver. They messaged me back. So they're definitely within the realm of possibility, and I think that they deserve some more attention in this city. So here it is. This song is called Hiccup. It's by Buke and Gase, and the record is called General Dome. Thank you. that was Hiccup by Buick and Gase off of their record General Dome. The next song that we're going to play today is actually the most important one to me personally. It's the dearest to my heart and it has the most intense backstory, so buckle in because I'm about to tell you a tale. The first local record I ever bought was this one. This record is still not very well known. I went down to Neptune Records because I was a miserable, shitty 16-year-old who wanted to escape the suburbs. And I figured my favorite way of escaping my house in the past had been going to shows, so I should start going to shows in Vancouver. I went down to Neptune Records and grabbed this album and did not even listen to it in the store. They just told me, hey, this is a good local record. So I snatched it up and I took it home. And I had this absolutely trash record player that was just fucking... I bought it on the beach in California. It was like $10. It was made to be a kid's toy. And I played this album on it. And immediately just fell in love with the entire project. So I sort of stalked this band. Like, started looking into where I could see them play and who they were and stuff. And was kind of fangirling, like, oh my god, there's a super cool band in Vancouver that I discovered and no one knows who they are. And I was very, like, proud of myself. And then eventually, you know, I did it. I did the thing. I got into the scene. I made my way in. And I met the two members of this band, Joe Hirabayashi and Elliot Langford, and have played shows with both of them now, and actually played the Freak Dream album release, which is Elliot Langford's project. I played their album release, and Joe Past has played shows with us as well, and that's Joe Hirabayashi's project. And it's just a fucking dream. It's a dream full circle that I was listening to these two musicians making music in my bedroom when I was 16 years old, feeling so far away from that world. And then I got to play a show with them and see them perform live, not as the SSRIs because that project broke up, but see them perform live in my scene and work with them and see them grow and thrive. And so that's just fucking cool. And I'm eternally grateful and humbled by the opportunity to be able to experience that. And so when I listen to this album again, it takes me back to being that kid, that wistful kid who just wanted so bad to be a part of something. And this incredible art rock, art pop, experimental, weirdo record that was completely foreign to me. I had never heard anything like this, and I still haven't. And when I show people this album, they still say they've never heard anything like it. So now that I have made it impossible to live up to, this is Making Sense by the SSRIs off of Effeminate Godzilla-sized Wind Chimes. Still have that record, by the way. It's at my place. We'll be right back. I was making sense by SSRIs off of effeminate Godzilla-sized wind chimes. And did I tell you that that shit was crazy, or did I fucking tell you? I love it. It's not at all what you would expect. At any point. Anyways, this next song doesn't have a story behind it. I just think it's a good song. It's called Sun Song by Kamikaze Nurse off of a record called Bucky Fleur. Spelled the French way. Was Sun Song by Kamikaze Nurse off of Bucky Fleur. Next up, we have ODOPA, our Dudes of Perpetual Assault by Pudding off of a record called Popover. I played a show with Pudding at Black Lab with my band Primp that was marketed as a Riot Girl show last year, and it was just one of those nights where I felt so supported by the scene, and that's what I associate with Pudding. Every time I listen to Pudding, I think about that night in Black Lab and that seedy, shitty venue that I love so much. It's right in my neighborhood. I remember walking there, getting there, and already seeing a crowd, and the venue just got packed out that night. Pudding did a lot of that just by being a chill band to play with and by being really good and putting me in a good mood. And this song is also really cool, like, structurally. It's really interesting. It keeps you on your toes a little bit, and I like that about it.
Thank you.
was ODOPA, or Dudes of Perpetual Assault by Pudding. And next up, we have a song called Everything by Dead Soft. This song is also one of the first local songs that I fell in love with. And it reminds me of the summer. Tanning out of my lawn at aforementioned teardown. This is Everything by Dead Soft off of a record called Dead Soft ST. It's a classic, for real. Listen to it. Everything by Dead Soft. And I remember seeing them open up for the Breeders when I watched the Breeders play and feeling so proud of them, and also feeling kind of like I was part of their journey because I was like a little baby when I first started listening to them, and then they opened up for the Breeders and got a record deal. Anyhow, I wanted to play another Vancouver classic, the Courtneys, next, because they're also beachy. They also remind me of the summer. They're an all-girl Vancouver group, and this song is sick. So this is 90210 by the Courtneys, and it'll get you ready for going down to the beach, maybe one day, if that's possible ever again in the future. Or maybe if you're lucky enough to have a backyard, just tanning in the backyard with a sprinkler on. Might have to be good enough for a while.
Thank you.
was 90210 by the Courtneys. This next act isn't local. They're from the States, and they're called La Luz. You might even know them already because they're kind of big. Their frontwoman, Shauna Cleveland, also has a solo career. But these ladies are one of the only surf bands that I actually like, and I don't really know what it is about them. I think that they just have this perfect hypnotic way of mixing their vocals and layering their vocals. And also because, honestly, their guitar and keys is incredibly impressive. Like, technically, they fucking shred. They're so good. And I went to go see this band perform in Portland, not last summer, but the summer before. To me, La Luz reminds me of a warm summer night in Portland, listening to these awesome Latinas on stage playing surf music and vibing out and being silly, because they're very silly and they do a lot of pranks on stage and jokes and gags and shit. And like, they had like a worm pit for like people to do the worm. It was really, really dumb, but I loved it. And this record is really good. It's alive, but my personal favorite is Floating Features, which opens up with one of my favorite guitar solos ever. So before I talk you all to sleep, this is La Luz with a song called Sure as Spring. Sure as Spring by La Luz, one of my personal favorites. And next up we have I Got the Moves by Habibi. This is a record that I found in the YouTube algorithm, and magically, because my life is a series of beautiful happenstances, just kidding, that was the most obnoxiously optimistic thing I've ever said in my life. Anyway, a cool thing did happen. A agent that books for Habibi actually got me on the guest list for their recent Vancouver show. Pretty sick, right? Life is beautiful. This song is I Got the Moves. It's by Habibi off of a record called Habibi.
I'm not afraid to die.
Got the Moves by Habibi. The last song that I have a story for is Our Love Will Always Remain by the Aqua Dolls, off of an album called Stoked on You. I was a tiny teeny bopper, sad and living in my parents' house in the suburbs, as many of us were. I found this CD when I was shopping for music with my dad that was unmarked and had stickers all over it and wasn't even in a jewel case. It was in a paper sleeve. I brought it up to the guy at the counter and he was like, "I don't know what that is, you can just take it." So I brought it home and I put it in my mom's Walkman, and it had cute little Lisa Frank stickers all over the front, and it said the Aqua Dolls on it in green Sharpie. And on the inside, there was a little drawing and an address on it, and it said, "Write to us, send us a letter." And I was like, "Oh my God, what?" I was already so excited. So I got into them, I wrote them a letter, they wrote me back, we developed a pen pal relationship, it was beautiful, I got so many cute little drawings, I was so starstruck, but they were still really small. So I eventually stopped paying attention to them, and then, you know what fucking happened? I was walking around one day, and I saw an issue of Teen Vogue, and the front woman that I used to write with all the time, write letters with as a kid, was on the fucking cover. And her band's gotten huge, and she's big now. Wild world. I doubt she would remember me, but sometimes I think about that. And so this is Our Love Will Always Remain by the Aqua Dolls. It just has a special sweetness to it for me.
Chilly, I wish that it was summertime again.
That was Our Love Will Always Remain by the Aqua Dolls. And the last song we have today for Deep Cuts is Toothless Tigers by Queen Bee and the Buzzkills. These guys sadly disappeared before I got to see them a second time, but I saw them play once at 333. Literally the first band I had ever seen with a woman who was on mic at 333. It was the first time that it ever happened to me. So I remembered them, even though they didn't really come back. This is an old song. The name of the song is Toothless Tigers. This is Queen Bee and the Buzzkills, and I totally recommend that you guys check out this record, Stalk to Me, on their Bandcamp. That's all for our show this week. This has been Cushy Radio, and my name is Ali Laube. We're an event production company that hosts inclusive and accessible events, usually when there is not a global health pandemic happening. In any case, if you want